From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The United Nations has boosted the number of flood victims in Pakistan who desperately need help. 8 million people are now believed to be in dire need. The UN General Assembly is meeting today to discuss how to speed up help for flooding victims, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is expected to speak. State Department spokesman PJ Crowley says Pakistan will get more rain.
We are only partially through this. We are in the middle of the monsoon season. The weather remains, there remains precipitation in the forecast. This crisis will get worse before it gets better.
Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, who's visiting Pakistan, says the U.S. will increase its emergency relief donation to $150 million. The last U.S. combat troops have departed Iraq today ahead of an August 31st deadline set by President Obama. The president's been campaigning in several states over the past few days, was in Florida yesterday. From member station WLRN, Sammy Mack reports the president reminded supporters of his position on Iraq.
President Obama spoke to a crowd of supporters inside the Tony Fontainebleau Hotel on South Beach. He told the audience he's keeping his promises on Iraq.
And we're keeping the promise I made when I began campaigning for the presidency. By the end of this month, we'll have removed 100,000 troops from Iraq and our combat mission will be over.
The president also stumped for Florida gubernatorial candidate Alex Sink. Afterwards, Mr. Obama stopped at Jerry's Famous Deli on South Beach. There, he met with Democratic Representative Kendrick Meek, who faces a tough primary Tuesday for Florida's open Senate seat. The two ordered corned beef sandwiches. For NPR News, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.
The Congressional Budget Office releases its latest analysis of the country's budget deficits today. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports.
The Congressional Budget Office report is designed to provide congressional lawmakers with the most precise, nonpartisan appraisal of the nation's economic well-being. It also gives the most up-to-date projections on deficits that began before President Obama took office during the George W. Bush administration. Those deficits ballooned during the housing market crisis and President Obama's stimulus spending in 2009. Members of Congress used the CBO numbers as a roadmap for determining how best to bring the skyrocketing budget deficit under control. Democrats fear voter backlash in the fall from many Americans fed up with out-of-control government spending and lingering high unemployment. The White House Budget Office estimated in July that the deficit for this fiscal year will hit $1.47 trillion. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
The government says more people filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. 12,000 more people filed for jobless benefits than the week before. You're listening to NPR News. Computer chip maker Intel says it wants to buy security technology firm McAfee Incorporated. The purchase price is well over $7.5 billion. A statement from Intel says that the sale shows that security is now a fundamental part of online computing. Police in South Africa used rubber bullets to break up a group of teachers demonstrating today for higher wages. More South African unions are joining a nationwide walkout, as Vicky O'Hara reports.
Striking healthcare workers have blocked entrances to several hospitals, preventing non-striking medical personnel from getting to their patients. Hospitals say they have contingency plans in place, and authorities warn the police will be called in if needed. Earlier this week, striking teachers vandalized schools and threatened students and teachers brave enough to go to work. Courts also have been affected as clerks and other personnel have joined the massive walkout. Contract negotiations between the state workers' unions and government broke down last week. The unions say they will not back down in their demand for an 8.6% pay hike, something the government says it can't afford. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
Authorities in China say a bomber has killed 7 people in a provincial town in the far western part of the country. At least 14 people were hurt. A spokeswoman for the provincial government in Xinjiang province says a suspect has been arrested. Last summer, rioting broke out in the regional capital between ethnic Uyghurs and ethnic Han Chinese. Some 200 people were killed. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.